That's Bob Franke at the Saturday Light Brigade. And the roads are long in Canada. And before that, recorded live in our studios, young Adam Moss. Pickle, I think, was his. Was that his nickname, Rob? I think. Pickle. Ann Feeney brought Adam down on the day of her wonderful concert, November 13th, at the Allegheny Unitarian Universalist Church. And Adam, well, Ann wowed us too, but so did Adam. Good morning to Earl Green, in, speaking of Pickle and Moss, of La Mirada, California, who says good luck, Kurt and Annie, and says hello. So it's nice to hear from Earl, and Kurt and Annie are smiling now. They are Kurt Cooper and Annie Trimble, who perform in lots of different settings. Today is their band, Southwind, and you're in for a real treat of acoustic songs from a number of different genres. And these are just two wonderful people. And I remember, like it was yesterday, the day they got married. And if ever there were a lid to a pot, or a pot to a lid, or however that expression goes, I think you'll find Kurt and Annie not only fitting together as people, but musically here today. It's just terrific when I get a chance to hear you guys play together. So,
boy, here. What a build-up.
Well, I also remember your wedding because I got lost on the way there.
Oh, most everybody did, I think.
I've probably told you that story, but we arrived just as you were saying your vows. We were trying to be so, you know, we didn't want to have everybody look. Here, I think starting with a Tim Hardin song is Southwind.
If I were a carpenter, you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Have my baby. If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots on me, following behind? Save my love through loneliness, save my love for sorrow. I've given you my onlyness, come give me your tomorrow. Work my hands in wood, but you still love me. Answer me, baby, yes I would. I'd put you above me. If I were a miller, had a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your colored box and your soft shoe shining? Save my love through loneliness, save my love for sorrow. I've given you my onlyness, come give me your tomorrow. If I were a carpenter, you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? Would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
Southwind. We let every note come out at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's interesting. I'm curious why you picked that song. You know,
because we've never done it before.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
We've got a bunch of new songs that we're working up now. So.
Yeah. That's the first time we've ever performed that, really, out in the open. I just picked up that last week. And something I've done it years and years and years ago in another life. And it just kind of went dormant for maybe 20 years or so. It's been around a long time. Yeah,
yeah, it's a great song, and Jerry Jeff Walker has a really good version of that song, which I don't have. Well, we wouldn't play it anyway after. No.
Gee, thanks.
I should say has another really good version of that song, but no, he gives a little tribute to Tim Hardin, who was just a terrific songwriter.
Yes, he was.
And you guys pulled that off very well. Kurt's picking up a fretless bass, a very beautiful instrument here, that almost knocked Annie's block off now. That is one long neck. Where did this instrument come from?
I built it.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, it's one of my constructed instruments. And it's basically a Martin design based on the J21 body, and it's got a neck length that approximates a cello. It's about the same same string length as a cello. And it's when I got it, I insisted that they do not slot the fingerboard. So Martin picked the fingerboard up off the production line unslotted. So
I'll be darned. So they did that for you?
I built this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I got the pieces from them.
Yeah. Nice. So they just picked it up. They're in Nazareth, right? They just picked
Nazareth, it Pennsylvania. Up. And picked it up. I went there on a factory tour and with the intention of picking up pieces for this. And while I was on tour, I was talking to the people in the shop. While I was on tour, they went out and got a unfretted or unslotted fingerboard for the bass.
That's incredible.
It was really neat.
Well, what would you like to do next?
I do a Nancy Griffith song, Love at the Five and Dime. It's really sweet.
Okay.
It's funny, a lot of the songs we're doing this time are
drop D.
Drop D.
Yeah. First three.
Radio late at night, they still sing, dance
Dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me. Hey, it's closing time and love's on sale tonight at 5 and 9. Rita was 16 years, hazel eyes and chestnut hair. She made Woolworth counter shine. And Eddie was a sweet romancer and a darn good dancer. They waltzed the aisles at the 5 and 9. They waltzed the aisles at the 5 and 9. They waltzed the aisles.
Going on. You know, yeah, it almost sounded like you were playing banjo there at the end. There's just, I think the higher notes and also how precise they were. I got up and looked for a minute to see, did I miss something here? Gosh, you remember those places, and I'm old enough to remember them, and some of them are still around. But, gosh, when I grew up, Wilkinsburg had two Murphy's with lunch counters, and you could go to either one of them. Everybody seemed to have their favorite, and Ricky worked at Woolworths for a little while. And it's amazing. That song's just so evocative as you listen to it. You know, it's always tough because I've known you guys forever, so it seems, but there are people that don't know you who are listening, so there's questions I need to ask you that I already know the answers to.
ask away.
Because people want to know. Now, Lena, by the way, listens and says hello.
Hi, Lena.
Hi, Lena.
Lena in East Liverpool and Bob in Washington, Pennsylvania. Bob Stark says hello. Jinx says hello, too. So Annie was raised in California. Mm-hmm. And how was it that you came to music? You had a pretty musical family, right?
Yeah, my dad just loved singing. And I can't remember not ever singing. We, you know, had a fireplace. We were always singing. And he started me off piano lessons when I was about 8. And I took piano lessons for a long time. And then when I was about 12, he got a deal on I've got a lot of siblings. And this local music school said, you know, hey, get 2 lessons and we'll pitch one in for free. So, and they had a guitar class. So picked up the guitar and just never looked back. And started playing with the Girl Scouts and bluegrass bands in California and came out here. And actually, that Kurt and I met when we were recruited for an old-timey band.
The infamous Corn Dogs.
Oh, I remember the Corn Dogs. The pre-boiled buzzard stage.
That's right.
I forgot all about the Corn Dogs. A couple questions for you. Do you remember any songbooks growing up that your family had that you'd sing from? And I'm partly asking that because this morning I played the Frozen Lager really early this morning. And all of a sudden, this image of this bright orange Weaver's songbook, softbound, and also this brown and green hardbound Fireside Book of Songs came into my head, and I hadn't thought about those in ages.
I think we had the Fireside Book, and we also had the Golden Book of Folk Songs.
Oh, yeah.
And that was great. I mean, we'd go through that all the time. But and when I was in high school, a couple of things that I got was a Folk Singer's Word Book, which was amazing. It was blue paper, big blue paperback. And the Joan Baez songbook. I learned a lot of stuff from Joan Baez.
Sounds like the word book, I don't want to call it a fake book, but it's almost, if you can get through the chords, it would enable you to sing a lot of really great songs.
And that has been usurped by the Rise Up Singing, the Sing Out book, which is amazing.
Yeah, you know, if you...
The Bible.
If you're looking for a book like this, Rise Up Singing from Sing Out magazine, proceeds go to a good cause. And then Digital Tradition or Mudcat Cafe is
online.
A good site for this sort of stuff, too. Now, in terms of singing, you just have an incredible voice. You're able to do different things with it. I can't put my finger on it. I mean, part of it's the range, but part of it's just the timbre you're able to kind of make it sound like you've lived the songs you're singing. And I don't know how you do that exactly, other than maybe you're...
I think it's unconscious, but I just really, you know, I tell stories with the songs, you know, and I love the stories of the songs, and maybe just because I'm feeling the story. Because my voice is low, I could never get the lead in a musical or anything like that. So I always sang at the chorus, I always sang harmonies. And my dad actually taught me harmony to Home on the Range when I was about 9. And it's great because I can find a harmony voice anywhere when people are singing.
Yeah.
I love it, making it sound good.
I guess what I'm asking, and I think you just verified it for me, you're really inside of these songs when you're singing them. And I think that's what I hear in your voice, and it's a little unusual. I mean, it's clear that you're not just trying to sing a song well. In fact, what you're really doing is just you're presenting the song and telling the story, as you just said, and just doing it authentically and naturally, and hopefully the byproduct will be something great. But it sounds like you're aiming for, you know, the act. Activity as opposed to the product, if that makes any sense. We'll continue to psychoanalyze you throughout this.
Thank you, Dr. Berger. Yes.
I never thought about it before. Now, Curtis, don't tell me now. It's New England, and it is, or no, New Jersey. Not New Jersey. Wait. Not New Hampshire. It's one of the states up there. I'm drawing a blank. Where were you born?
Roanoke, Virginia.
Oh, my God. How did I miss
that? Well, it was in Virginia, then moved to Wilmington, Delaware.
Okay,
And then basically high school and college was New Jersey. And, as far as music is concerned, I really wasn't into any kind of performance or any kind of outgoing demonstration of music other than, you know, marching band in high school and with clarinet and the sax. But the guitar came to me kind of late in life. I really didn't start getting into guitar until I moved to California in the late 60s in Southern California. And I was mostly a closet musician at that time. But a couple of things happened while I was out there here in Pittsburgh over a period of about 10 years. Buddy of mine, in fact, who's I think listening right now as we speak, had an annual fishing trip and invited me along one year, and I dragged my Yamaha guitar up to this, and that's Earl. I didn't know Earl played guitar, and I just dragged the guitar along because I was going to noodle with it, and we started singing songs and playing the guitar, and then realized that Earl's really good on this thing. He knows what he's doing, getting up and down the neck and all this kind of stuff. So he was an inspiration that kind of got me singing out, you know, in front of people. Mm-hmm. And that was a long, long, long time ago. Then subsequently I moved to Pittsburgh, and my oldest son got involved with a church group, and their guitar player moved on or something like that. So I started playing guitar with his church group, and one thing led to another. Had some really nice musical influences in that realm. A young woman, Kathy Fletcher Ray, and one of her teachers, in fact, John Maione, was at Duquesne at the time, guitarist, fabulous guitarist, had quite an inspiration on me, and I worked with them on a couple of projects, and my gosh, this is fabulous. But the biggest boost in my life was in 89 when Annie and I got hooked up, and we started working together and playing together, and I've been trying to play catch up to her for 20 years now.
Gosh, it's been that long, hasn't it? It's hard for me, because you got married like the year after we did.
Yeah, 94 we got married.
Yeah, or a few years. How did you meet?
We were both of us were hanging out at the old Penn Cafe. They had an old-time music session or jam session there on a Thursday night? I don't remember anymore.
And if you're keeping score, that's the Brillo Box. Now.
That's right. It is the Brillo Box,
which is a very, it's an excellent venue and well-managed and very popular.
And the jam is back there now.
And they do have a jam back there. But we were both hanging out at that jam. We never met each other there. When she was there, I was gone. When I was there, she was gone. But one guy who was also there was putting together this band, this Corn Dogs, and invited Annie and me. And I was playing upright bass at the time, and Annie, of course, plays guitar. So the first time we met actually was in the basement of somebody's house over in Greenfield or something like that. Mm-hmm. And started playing together. And then eventually we kind of enjoyed each other. And one thing led to another, and we started playing more and more. And then I think our first professional gig was in Murraysville, July 4th, Murraysville in 1991. Hmm. So it'll be 20 years this summer.
Wow.
Performing together.
That's Roanoke's debut also.
And if you, I do believe in love at first sight. It happens all the time, and I suspect it happened for you guys more or less. I'll bet it was quick. I think you probably knew you fit together.
Really?
No,
I was married at the time.
Yeah, she was off limits. I was single.
Left and We were, you know, because we were playing together a lot.
Sure.
I invited him to a house concert down in Morgantown, West Virginia, with Jenny Hawker and Tracy Schwartz.
Yeah.
Their very first house concert. They had just gotten together, and it just kind of went from there.
I invited him
on his first date.
Just like I said, you two just fit together like a hand and a glove. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. What an analogy that was. Well, I could pick any, you know what I'm trying to say. Like two puzzle pieces completing the other. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. My old friends Kurt Cooper and Annie Trimble are here as Southwind. Thank you for tuning in. This is all live. Annie has picked up a five-string banjo, and Kurt has gone to guitar.
Hey, hang on. Get the words out.
Take all the time you need.
Some rose up, but we float down. Way down the Ohio. Shawnee town, and it's hard on the beach, or she moves too slow. Get down to Shawnee town on the Ohio. Now the current's got her, and we'll take up the slack. Float her down to Shawnee town, and bushwhack her back. And it's hard on the beach, or she moves too slow. Lay down to Shawnee town on the Ohio. Whiskey's in the jug, boy. The weed is in the sack. Trade them down to Shawnee town and bring the rocks all back. And it's hard on the beach, or she moves too slow. Lay down to Shawnee town on the Ohio. Got a gal in Louisville, one in New Orleans. When I get down to Shawnee town, I'm gonna see my Indian queen. And it's hard on the beach, or she moves too slow. Way down to Shawnee town on the Ohio. Been working on this river, boy, so goddamn many years. Sometimes this water, boy, seems like this old man's tears. And it's hard on the beach, or she moves too slow. Way down to Shawnee town on the Ohio. Some rose up, but we float down. Way down to Ohio, to Shawnee town. And it's hard on the beach, or she moves too slow. Way down to Shawnee town on the Ohio.
These are all new songs, and they're fun to hear you guys play these new songs to you. Where did that one come from? That's one I don't know very well.
I don't know. I first heard it when one of our other folk DJs played it on another radio station.
Okay.
A couple of years ago.
This sounds like a Ken song.
Ken Batista had it on. That's when I first heard it.
Sam Pichetti.
Sam Pichetti.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good song.
So I picked up on the thing. I liked it. And, yeah.
It's your voice really well. Kurt, I gathered, like, when you were in high school and college, you probably weren't real. I mean, if you could channel yourself or take yourself back then, would it shock you that you're, like, playing a guitar and singing out in front of people now?
I think so. Music was never a big part of my life, especially, you know, performing music, like, other than, let's say, marching band. I mean, I played saxophone high school and then a couple of years in college for the ROTC band. Other than that, you know, music was kind of an aside, really. And I really didn't started getting into music, like I said, until I moved to California and bought a guitar, a brand new Yamaha guitar, fresh out of the box. I was the only one ever played the thing or ever was the first owner of the thing. And started there, and then more and more so, and then with encouragement, working with people, and eventually with Annie.
Roughly, how old were you in California when that started?
30.
I mention that because I think there are a lot of people that think it's too late. You know, I don't play a musical instrument. I'm never going to do it. I can't do it. You know, I'm all washed up. I'm 40. I can't learn.
Well, I didn't start playing the fiddle until I was 47.
What? Yeah, I remember.
I painfully remember that.
No, I think you picked it. I think you picked it up pretty well. But, you know, playing for the love of it, which you both do, I mean, people, it's a great thing to do and to get involved in. I'm partly talking to myself because every time I pick up an instrument, I'm not as diligent with it as I should be. But I will be someday.
Music has been a joy, really, to me. And we also, you know, we do run a music business. Turning our schedule C's every year and do all that kind of stuff. So, in fact, 2010 was our best year ever.
That's terrific. You can go. I don't have it in front of me. It's Southwind.
Southwind.
Hyphen P.
Southwind-PA.com. And we've linked to it, but Southwind-PA.com. I suspect if you Google Southwind Music Pittsburgh, you'll get there very quickly. yes. Philomena wrote to say that she worked at the Woolworths and how much she loved that. 1971 to 1973 in the Northway Mall, she writes.
I knew there was one. I was waiting for.
And you really, whether it be a wedding or a party or maybe a community festival, Kurt and Annie really would brighten that up a lot. Sometimes, and I don't know if he's here or not today, but Roanoke occasionally comes by.
No, Roanoke.
Well, Roanoke is a very entertaining duck, and he comes by every now and then to say hello. And depending on where he is, you know, he can come by and say hi.
Might just bring him down someday.
one of these days. I haven't seen him in a while. But we went duck pin bowling not too long ago. it was fun. It is quarter to 12 right now. We probably have time for two or three more songs. What would you like to do next?
This one? Yeah.
There's this subtle negotiation.
She's not dropped these.
No.
Hang on. No wonder it didn't sound right.
This is that fitting together I was telling you about before.
There we go.
Little adjustment.
No, you go first.
This is a song that, I learned from a recording by The Seldom Scene, and Phil Rosenthal wrote this song back in 1974, I think, after Hurricane Agnes. Oh, 72, okay. Thank you. But I pulled it up when we started performing after Hurricane Katrina because it's basically the sentiment's there.
Sorry.
muddy waters taking back the land. Old frame house, she can't take one more beat. It ain't no use to stay and make a stand. Morning light shows water in the valley. Daddy's grave just went below the line. Things to save, you just can't take them with you. The flood will swallow all you leave behind. I won't be back to start all waters taking back my is gone, there's just one way to leave here. Turn my back on what I've left below. Shifting lands and broken farms around me. Muddy waters changing all I know. It's hard to say just what I'm losing.
South Wind, Kurt Cooper, and Annie Trimble. That's a beautiful song. And I don't recall Seldom Seen's version of that song.
Live at the Cellar Door, I think, is on that album.
Oh, okay. That's a good album.
Yeah.
It gets hard to keep them all on track. Are either of you writing much these days?
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah. Maybe now that I am retired.
Annie is a fine artist, painter, and has had lots of, well, not just painting, but sketching. And it's nice that you can pursue that a little bit more these days. And also a fine writer who has written some award-winning songs that have done really well. And again, they're just, I think I finally figured this out. You know, this whole idea of, I think, what comes out that's so beautiful in both of you is just because you're just doing it, and it happens as a byproduct of enjoying each other and enjoying the music. Is that okay? Okay.
I got a friend who just discovered I retired, and she goes, "Have you killed each other yet?" Because Kurt's been retired for 10 years, and so we're home together alone, especially when it's cold. And
God, you got somebody to keep an eye on you now.
Yeah, it's pretty free during the during the weekdays.
Well, I know a guy who works with his wife all week long, and I was turning to Ricky as I said that, if you're wondering for the laugh. It's 10 before noon. I want to be sure we get at least one song in, or two. It's up to you guys. We have about 6 minutes of radio time left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's southwind-pa.com to find out more information about the group. The group, the duo.
Can't remember where I heard this next song. but it had really impact on me, and I never could figure the chords out until I shared it with Annie and said, Annie said, I can do that. It's easy enough. Because she's whipped the chords out, But I think it's a traditional song. I can't remember where I first heard it, but every time I play it, I think of the Carnegie Museum of Natural History, because there's a display up there of the Arctic Circle, and this is a song about an explorer who was lost up there, and it's funny they just found the remains of the crew several years ago. They've been missing for hundreds of years, but it was apparently the cause of this is the Franklin Expeditions. There we go, the Franklin Expeditions, and they found some not surviving, but they found some people that were part of that, and apparently they determined that the party was lost as a result, apparently, of lead poisoning from improperly canned food. From that side, so very, very interesting. But this is the song. It's called Lord Franklin. Homeward bound one night on the deep, lying in my hammock I fell asleep. I dreamed a dream that I thought was true, concerning Franklin and his gal. Seaman, he sailed away. The frozen ocean in the month of May. Seek that passage around the pole, where we poor seamen do sometime. Hardship is men they throw their ships on mountains of ice were thrown, where only the Eskimo and his skin canoe, the only ones who ever Baffin Bay, where the whalefish blows, fate of Franklin no man may know, fate of Franklin no tongue can tell. Lord Franklin with his sailors. Franklin, I'd sail away. 10,000 pounds I would freely give.
say on earth that my Franklin.
That fits your voice so much as I was listening to it that I forgot to turn my own microphone on.
That's what great. We've been doing for a long time.
Yeah,
it's a great song. We hit the time, and right. there as you were playing. But I had a chance, and I'm really happy about... Bob just wrote, Bob Stark... asking about, I was going to talk to you about this off the air, but I'll bring it up now. David Wilcox has a song called Jamie's Secret, which is to the exact same melody. And I hope, you may have seen me looking for the album, I hope he credited Lord Franklin, because I never really realized how, and maybe the melody's common, but even the words are somewhat similar. I can't play it on the radio now, but I'll play it for you guys because it's a very similar, it's an identical melody and a similar somberness to the song.
At least I don't remember where I know I had it on a tape a long time ago.
Well, you know, I looked it up too. It's on by a group called Gold Ring on Classic Maritime Music on Smithsonian Folkways, this is an anthology, so maybe they picked it up somewhere, but just a great song.
It is. We really like it.
Well, thanks, and you can get information on Southwind by going to southwind-pa.com, including how you can get their album Going to the West, Cowboys and Immigrants. That's still available.
Oh, yeah.
With some just great songs on it, and also booking information, everything you need. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Larry, for having us.
Yeah, and, we really enjoy it. Yeah.
Thanks. And thank you for being part of today's Saturday Light Brigade.